Well,
my name is Jerry. I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School. I'd like to get your opinions on some issues. In Boston,
okay.
Not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhoods. So we would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department.
Okay, can I just ask, are you a real person or are you recording?
Yeah. No, I am. I'm a real person. My name's Gary.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Appreciate that. So the survey's going to take a few minutes to complete. We're going to ask about some sensitive topics, but in appreciation for sharing your time and opinion with us, you will receive a $10 gift card if you complete the survey. You will also have the opportunity to sign up and participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. We are going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answers to questions are anonymous. First question, do you currently live in Boston?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. What is the zip code of your primary residence, please?
It's 02130.
Got it. What would you say is your gender? Male, female, something else?
Identify as male.
Male.
Use male pronouns.
Gotcha. How old are you?
I'm 52.
52. All right. What would you say is your ethnic or racial background? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, American Indian?
White, Caucasian.
White, Caucasian, okay. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school,
law school.
GED? Law school?
Yes.
Gotcha. Thank you. What? And the next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. So in general, would you say your physical health is poor, fair, good, excellent?
Good, I would say.
Good. All right. In general, would you say your mental health is poor, fair, good, excellent?
I'd say good.
Good. All right. Now, we're interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Never? About once per week, a few times a week, or every day?
Maybe once, a few times per month, maybe one or two times per month.
Okay. How often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Once per week, a few times a week,
maybe
every day.
Per month, maybe.
Once per month. Okay. How often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Never. Once per week?
Never really, yeah.
Never. Oh, okay. All right. Appreciate that. The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Having little interest or pleasure in doing things? Not at all. Some days, more than half the days, or nearly every day?
Can you repeat? It's like I would say rare, like maybe once a week.
Nearly every day, more than half the day. Okay, I guess that one falls into some days. Would you agree with that?
Some days, yeah.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Next one, feeling down, depressed, or hopeless? Not at all, some days, more than half the days, or nearly every day?
Never.
Never, okay. Feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge?
I would say maybe once a day.
Once a day, so, okay. So nearly every day or more than half the days. Which one would you say it's?
Maybe nearly every day.
Nearly every day, okay.
Yeah.
Not being able to control worrying.
I'd say never.
Never, okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you a few questions about whether you've been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional, that you have any of the following? An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or the like?
No.
Okay. Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
No.
No. Thank you. A substance use disorder?
No.
Oh, diabetes?
No.
Overweight or obesity?
No.
Okay. High blood pressure?
No.
No. All right. Here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors would act. So, if serious issues developed in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely is it that your neighbors would come together and do something about it? Would you say it's very unlikely for that to happen, somewhat unlikely, somewhat likely, or very likely?
Very likely.
Very, okay. Have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months, yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Appreciate your patience so far. Quickly moving on, I want to ask you about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind. Do you agree or disagree?
That's a tough question to answer. I would say I would agree with that, General.
Okay, somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
I have a lot of experience. That's a too complicated question to answer with a agree or disagree.
Okay. So the complete options are strongly disagree, somewhat disagree. Neither agree nor disagree, somewhat agree,
yes,
or strongly agree. Those are the
neither agree nor disagree.
Neither. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. People of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
I would say strongly disagree.
Strongly. Okay. People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers.
I would say somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. Law enforcement officers do not take complaints of people of my racial group seriously.
I would say somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
I'd say somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals.
Strongly disagree.
All right. Thank you. Now, you can answer these next questions yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members? I can read it again if I got you confused.
Sure.
Okay.
I think I got it. I think I have it. They have not, or strongly disagree.
They have. Okay.
They have not. Yeah.
All right. Been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members?
I would say strongly disagree.
Okay. Stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Gotcha. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race?
I don't know.
Okay, no problem.
Not to my knowledge, I would say.
All right, no problem. Have you ever felt that the police stopped or follow you just because of your racial background?
No.
Okay. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or follow them just because of their racial background?
Has anyone else in my neighborhood felt as if the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial backgrounds?
That's right.
No.
No, okay. We're now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement, yes or no?
Yes.
That's okay. Have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year, yes or no?
The past year, any contact at all?
Yeah, it doesn't specify. It just says any contact.
Yes, right. I've had contact within the last year.
Yes, okay. Have you ever been arrested, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been arrested
in
the past year?
I'm thinking back. It was something that happened in high school, and answer was I was not actually arrested.
You were not. Okay.
I was told to leave a place, but I was not arrested.
Just a warning.
Just a warning.
Yeah, that's all right. I just changed the answer. So have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes or no?
Friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes.
Yeah, okay. Have any of your friends or family members been arrested in the last year? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have any of your friends or family members ever been incarcerated in jail or prison?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So when I quickly thank you for your patience, moving on, have any of your friends or family members been incarcerated in jail or prison in the last year?
No.
No, okay. These questions are for respondents who have had contact with the police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever pull you over for no reason while you were driving?
No.
No. Stopped and searched you for no reason?
No.
Okay. Follow you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
No.
Okay. Been physically abusive to you?
No.
Verbally abusive to you?
No.
Okay. Accuse you of having or selling drugs?
Once.
Okay. Treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
No.
Okay. Arrested you for something you didn't do?
No.
Okay. Have they assumed you're a thief?
No.
No. Okay. Appreciate that. In the past year, how often have police or law enforcement accused you of having or selling drugs? Would you say it was 0 times, 1 to 2 times, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11
zero
to 20,
times.
Or 20 plus? 0 times. Okay. This one says, thinking about your most memorable encounter with the police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to. Do you agree or disagree?
So, say that again?
Yeah. I think about having been stopped, even when I do not mean to.
No.
No. Strongly disagree or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. My feelings about this incident are kind of numb.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, okay. Reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble breathing, nausea, or a pounding heart. Strongly disagree, okay. I tried not to talk about the time I was stopped.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, I try not to remember and think about this incident.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat, okay. Please tell me the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that have happened since your encounter with the police. I feel like I cannot make any mistakes. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. I feel that I am being held to unfair standards relative to others.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay. I think it is a good idea to keep my past experiences with the police a secret.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. I sometimes avoid people because I think they might look down on me.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. People have avoided me.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, I feel that my family or personal life has never been the same as before.
I strongly disagree.
Okay. Thank you. Once again, just want to thank you for your time. We're almost done. So this one says, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. Since law enforcement has made my community feel safer, agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. I feel uncomfortable engaging in the public displays of my culture or identity in areas with a noticeable law enforcement presence.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. I am less likely to call the police when in need.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
I would strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, okay. The behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, so like I said, we're almost done. These last questions are for statistical purposes only. What is your current employment status?
Unemployed.
Unemployed?
Unemployed.
Or unemployed. Okay, give me 1 second. Just need to clarify with you, are you looking for work or not looking for work?
I'm at the current time, I am not looking for work.
No. Okay, thank you. What is your current marital status?
Married.
Separated. Married. Okay. How many children do you have?
Two.
All right. How many adults, that is 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household?
Two.
All right. What is your household total income from all sources? I'm going to read you categories. Just stop me when I get to the right one, please. Under 20,000, between 20,000 and 50,000, between 50 and 80, between 80 and 120,000, between 120 and 175,000, between 175 to 250,000, or more than 250,000 per year.
More than 250,000 per year.
All right. How long have you lived in Boston? 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7, 8 to 15, over 15, or all of your life?
8 to 15.
8 to 15. What best describes your current living situation? Homeowner, renter, or paying partial rent with family or friend? Living somewhere I do not pay rent? University housing or dormitory? Assisted living or nursing home? Currently homeless or on housing or housing insecure?
Homeowner.
Right. Thank you. Have you ever lived in public housing in Boston? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. Please give the names of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live on Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, you can say Main Street and Elm Street.
The intersection of Oakview, that's all one word, O-A-K-V-I-E-W, and Belmore is the other one. That's B-E-L-M-O-R-E.
B-E-L-M-O-R-E. Yep. Is it Belmore or Delmore?
Belmore with a B, as in boy.
Okay. Okay, give me just a second. Just need to type that down.
Sure.
Oakville. Okay.
Oakview.
Oakview.
View.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Bummer. All right. So would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experiences with and perceptions of Boston police for a $50 gift card?
I would.
All right. Thank you. Now, you've completed the survey. In order to receive the $10 gift card today and to be contacted for the follow-up discussion, can you please provide me with your phone number and email address?
Sure. It's area code 215-262-5356.
215-262-5356.
Yep, and is it all right if I just give you my phone number and that you communicate with me that way?
It would be better if I have your email so I can send the, you know, the gift card instructions over there. But if you don't feel comfortable with
that,
I understand.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so just stay on top. I mean, check. Well, not necessarily check, but try and be ready for a phone call from us
okay.
so we can tell you
okay.
how we're going to get that gift card to you. Okay. And
okay,
so we can contact
great.
You for the $50 one. Appreciate
okay.
your time today. The survey has been completed. Thank you for your patience. Have a great rest of your night.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Thank you.